you're going to have a matchup problem with him if he's the three. Your three got to be almost 7 feet tall to check him height wise.
You're absolutely right about that.
So you put anybody from three to the five on them, it's going to be a lot of foul problems. Any one of those positions, from the small forward down to the center, he's going to get somebody in foul trouble.
Well,
and just because of a little bit more playoff experience with what's your boy, the two guard, C.J. McCollum.
Who's gonna guard C.J. McCollum in that matchup?
If they smart, they bet not. If they smart, they don't want SGA on them.
Cause they'll wear him out. They'll wear him out on both ends. But they
might have to though.
The Thunder's a running team. Do you think they'll use their bench depth? Or would that even matter?
It might not matter. Because it all depends on how well Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum play in this series. And if they play well, we can see a 8 beating a 1 again.
I can see that.
And OKC is very young.
One of the youngest teams in the league. I remember I had that a trivia question.
They kind of mimic that old OKC team with Russell, KD, and Harden.
They do.
But that's a hard fought. Somewhat of a veteran team in New Orleans. And they've been battle tested already.
Yes, they have. Yep. Coming to us, we got who's normally my right hand riding shotgun. It's Mr. Kevin Harris coming to us. Yo, Kevin, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm just glad to be over here, man, you know. Unfortunately, I'm not able to be in the studio, but I'm still repping, man. So I'm over here still chilling. So, hey, I'm still over.
Yeah, we sitting here talking to NBA finals. I mean, NBA playoffs is about to kick off. We're going through the seasons going through each individual matchup. And we're starting off on the west side, you know, the one seed versus the AC Oklahoma City against now the New Orleans Pelicans. I want you to give me your takes on that. Okay. Yo, Kevin.
I'm here.
Give us your take on the one versus eight matchup in the West.
Yo.
Yeah, what's your take on the matchup between OKC and New Orleans?
Between New Orleans and OKC?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out without Zion. So, I'm thinking OKC is going to win it. But like I said, they're the youngest team in the NBA. So, who knows how that's going to turn out.
I think the one defining factor for me, like I said, is going to be the matchup with whoever got to check Brandon Ingram.
right?
What's the what was? Does any y'all know it, what their regular season record was? I mean, head to head. Because matchup predictor, right? I'm just going off ESPN.com. The matchup predictor got OKC by 72.1%. Yeah, and
them numbers don't mean that much.
When your leading scorer is Zion, and he's averaging 22.9 points a game, and he's not going to be there, that's kind of tough to overcome.
Really that tough when we know you can replace that 22 points per game in a collective of players if they show up.
I mean,
prime example, you seen it last night.
I would be on board with saying that. I would think Brandon Ingram would try to, you know.
He did it last night. He had to step up.
Brandon Ingram.
But he had to be consistent. That's the thing. Yeah, you can't just do it one game.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I can say that about all of them.
That was the juice.
I can say that about all of them. Every team in this playoff.
Yeah.
Why? Because the one team that's been consistent is gone. Golden State is gone. L.A., kind of hard putting stock in them.
Golden State was
everybody else, they did it. They did it once.
You said Golden State was consistent?
As far as like dynasty-wise, guys that you can trust game time after game time after game time after game time during this playoffs.
Well, one of them that you can trust didn't show up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to what we were talking to on the phone. How can you say that when you said you can't trust them? Throw them away.
Mm-hmm. Throw.
Yeah, you said throw Clay away. But you said it was the most consistent team.
Was. That's what we're used to. Now it's a different day. Now it's time for them to go.
Well, they don't already.
But who can we trust now?
Devil.
Why? They only did it once.
Well, they've been one of the most consistent regular playoff teams in the West right now.
They've only did it once.
I mean, they got the two conference finals, one loss, and an NBA ring, all in the last 3 years. So that was a lot of consistency.
Okay, Sid.
Yo.
We'd like to welcome my man, Mr. Sid, coming to the stage. Mr. Go Get a Bucket. What's good, bro?
Don't you keep it?
Yeah, appreciate that, Mill. Mr. Go Get a Bucket. Yes, sir.
Okay, so can you come over here and make some
disrespect.
Make some sense of this 1-8 matchup, OKC versus the Pelicans. We going through
OKC
all the,
versus the Pelicans?
Yeah, we're going through all the matchups. Just the first one we talked about, OKC versus New Orleans. Who you got? Why? What's good with them?
Man, I got OKC winning it right now. They just about a team right now. Honestly, they just about a team. They balling right now. As long as SGA stay healthy, I got them beat the Pelicans.
He can be healthy, and I can see it coming out the other way because Brandon Ingram gonna cause so many matchup problems from 3 through 5 for OKC. Who you gonna put on?
He said four
on
OKC. He said four on OKC.
I mean, I said 3 through 5.
Four OKC.
He gonna have. He can get any one of them.
But they ain't got Zion Williams.
That's all right. Miami didn't have Jimmy last night. they replaced Jimmy buckets collectively.
But
as a group.
But look who they beat though. That's the thing.
Yeah, they beat Chicago.
There's a problem.
But still
you got a 9 seed versus a 1 seed. Now everything flips because
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, there's not like you see what I'm saying, Pelicans going against like somebody like Chicago.
Like I said,
come on, man.
At the end of the day, the Pelicans got matchup problems that can turn this playoff
what I was at, so you like the Pelicans without Zion?
They were a better team without him throughout the season.
Zion being there to give him more of a
Zion. This is the most games Zion has played, you know, in his entire career. That's all I'm saying. Don't get mad at me.
I'm telling you. And then you have. Then you have a veteran that's been in the playoffs numerous of times throughout his career.
I don't know. The way SGA balling,
that's just one player.
I don't know. They ball as a team, though. OKC ball as a team. They not the number one seed because they just one player. No, they ball as a team.
Hey guys, I'm going to get Mark in here. Hey, Mark, we got the boss guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, join us on a special 420 edition of Sports 2, Sports Page that? Off the Rails. And we talk about the NBA 1 versus 8 in the West. We're going to go through all of them. I'm so glad you guys chimed in. It's the first one we're talking about. Hey, Mark, how you doing, brother? Who you got?
I'm good. I'm actually looking at Cleveland and Orlando right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cleveland's up by 20.
Woo!
Great day.
Woo, Cleveland up by a dub.
Yeah.
Don't mean that.
Yeah, what quarter?
Fourth.
Oh, well, then that mean a lot.
Okay.
That changes everything.
How many minutes left? Cleveland up.
They just started the fourth quarter. 11 minutes.
Well, then that don't mean nothing because we done seen people walk down 20-point leads in the fourth quarter.
That is true.
I don't think Orlando can do it, but that is true.
Okay, so Orlando just as young as OKC, so why they can't do it? But OKC.
Whoa! Now you're comparing Orlando to OKC. That's the number one seed.
Hey, look, I guarantee you, OKC team wouldn't be a number one seed if it came over in the East.
Who on Orlando got that's like a SGA on their team?
Orlando don't have any household names.
Pablo, great.
You can't name three players on the Orlando roster.
But see, this the problem.
You tripping.
This the problem. With y'all assessment.
I can't. Cole Anthony.
This is the problem with y'all
Cole
assessment.
Cole Anthony, Pablo, and old boy from Gonzaga.
And I'm agree with Slow on this because one thing Orlando
and Mo Wagner.
One thing Orlando is that OKC is not as physical. You gotta come to the East.
I don't see that. I think OKC, if anything, they are physical. They don't ball.
Once you put, they too light in the behind.
They do everything that every team in the West do. Run.
Yeah, they too light in the behind.
What you mean they lack a big man? They got Chet.
But that's the point, though, Sid. They're a bunch of linky dudes that don't have girth.
That's why they can't come to the East. So you don't think OKC will win in the East?
No.
Oh man, but they winning in the West. They're a number one seed in the West, but they can't make it in the hold on. First of all,
because they're gonna have to play the Knicks twice as much. They're gonna have to play these physical teams twice as much.
Which one is the stronger conference? Are we saying that the East is a stronger conference?
The last time I checked,
the East is the most physical conference out of the two.
That don't matter. Being physical don't win championships.
It does not matter on a night in, night out basis, but in a 7-game series basis,
it definitely does.
It definitely does.
Okay, Miami was a physical team. They're probably more physical than Denver. But we seen what happened in Miami, right?
Miami ran out of gas by the time they got to the finals against Denver. Stop doing that, because Miami played in 2 7-game series on their way to the finals against Denver. Don't do that.
And you watched your Miami Heat make it to the finals off of physicality. You watched it.
Don't do that.
We talked about it.
They made
don't sit here and disrespect that team like that.
They made
I never disrespect Miami, but they
Miami is a straight hustle and effort. That's how they made it to the finals.
The West is a powerhouse, bro. Like, the West is a powerhouse. So all that physicality.
Now, it's not one team, and it's not one team in the West that's physical though.
Yeah, Denver, I think Denver can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the East as far as physicality.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would give Denver. But that's just one team.
If you weren't physical, they wouldn't have won anyway.
So I think the Lakers can, too. I think the Lakers can go toe-to-toe with anybody because over there.
Yeah, that's because of the style of play that LA.
Oh my God!
The style of play LA plays is groomed to the way LeBron plays.
Yeah, LeBron exposed.
So what about Denver? What about Denver?
They got weapons all over the place. You don't have to account for just one person on Denver team. You gotta account for the whole starting five.
And we talk about a number 8 seed. I think the Lakers will probably be a number 2 seed in the East.
Nah.
That's the number 8 seed in the West we talking about.
Well, but the Lakers, we just agreed that the Lakers can play physical. We just made that assessment, so I can't say that you're wrong, bro, because that would not be making my point.
So, OKC, the only thing is that they lack is Chet Holmgren. He's okay. You see what I'm saying? He's not no bad. We know that. That's the only thing I see that they lack.
Then you might as well say Victor Wembanyama ain't a fad. Because they both do the same thing.
No, Victor Wembanyama is 7 foot, what, 4?
No, 7'2". And Chet Holmgren is the same height as him. They both the same height.
Chet Holmgren is in the playoffs and Victor Wembanyama is not, so... That's one versus 8. What about 2 versus 7?
Minnesota in trouble.
2 versus 7? What's the 2 versus 7?
Minnesota against LA. LA gonna come out that series.
That's a toss up.
No, ain't no toss up. That is not a toss up.
What'd you say about that, Mark?
Well, you know what? The seeding, I don't know, it just depends on how you look at it. The seeding, it's crazy. I mean, I kind of wish when it came to the Lakers, I'd have rather seen them play OKC, to be honest with you.
They had OKC home.
And
why the Eagles in Minnesota home?
I'm not saying that.
We don't know that. I don't know.
I know that. But I'm telling you. You about to see the same AD that played in the playoffs healthy last year again this year, and that's going to be a problem for the whole West.
I will say this, though.
It depends on what type of cat we get.
No, I'll say this, though.
They went to – hey, look.
I will say this. Hold on. Let me say this. If the Lakers bounce to Minnesota Timberwolves, Carl Anthony Towns got to get traded. He's got to go.
It ain't going – no.
He's got to go.
No, it ain't.
He's got to go.
It ain't going to be on him.
It don't matter. It needs to be on him.
No, it needs to be on the person that they gave up their whole next 5 years of future first round draft picks for.
Oh, Ant.
No.
Oh, Rudy Gobert. Yeah. He got to go too.
So if they don't beat the Lakers, Rudy Gobert, Cat got to go.
I ain't going to say Cat got to go.
I'm saying Cat. He's saying Rudy got to go. I say Cat got to go. Somebody got to go.
Hold on.
So what if Minnesota do beat the Lakers? What if Minnesota do take the Lakers to 7 and beat them?
They just take them to 7 and beat them because they ain't going to get past the second round.
Oh, so you just got Minnesota going out early.
What has been the history of Minnesota, even with KG?
Think about the history.
They only been outside of the first round once, and that was with Kevin Durant and Troy Hudson.
We can't go off of the history.
Kevin Garnett and Troy. Yeah, you can.
We can't, because Golden State ain't never won until Steph got there. So we can't really go off of this history.
That's the reason why I say Cat got to go, because they never won one.
So where the last 3 years they'd have been in the playoffs, and what did happen?
Denver first ain't round never exits, won nothing, right? For real. Denver ain't never won nothing. But look at the history. Jokic putting them on the map, man.
First round exit. I don't get mad. Minnesota get to the second.
Cat round has been in Minnesota longer than Jokic has been in Denver.
It's the Lakers and Nuggets, y'all.
Oh.
7-2.
Oh, so Minnesota still done against Phoenix.
Right.
They definitely done now.
Hold on. So the Lakers are playing who?
The Nuggets. Yes.
Oh, that's going 7.
Oh.
Everything done changed.
That's going seven.
That's lost tonight.
That's going 7 games. I give Denver the edge in the 7th game. Because they'll be playing at home.
Oh, Suns versus Timberwolves. Yeah.
I got
Lakers versus the. Oh,
they only up by 11 now.
That goes on tonight. I got to watch that tonight. The Lakers and the Nuggets.
Oh, Cleveland only up by 11.
Okay, so, of course, give me Denver. I'm sorry. In a seven game series.
Hey, look, Romar, we were just talking about 20 point leads being blown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's down to 9.
Exactly. It's funny how you just talked about.
No, they down to 11. They down to 11. No, it's not. Yeah.
Suns. All right. So Suns and the Timberwolves. All right. Which one y'all got first? I'm lost real quick.
I got Denver.
See, if you want to see something miraculous happens, watch Cleveland blow this game.
It would not surprise me.
Hey,
if Cleveland blows this game, they just blew the series.
And strange thing.
All it takes is one person to get injured and the script flips.
You talk about who Orlando got.
I'm telling y'all.
Pablo.
Well, they got Paulo Banchero. They got the Wagner brothers.
Yeah, and look. And the strange thing is, Pablo did something that a lot of people don't do. He led his team in points, rebounds, and assists.
Yes, he has. But here's the flip side to it. Cleveland really has kind of been like in the same spin cycle that the Timberwolves have been in.
Yeah, and guess what's going to happen? They don't get past, they get ousted. Guess who go? Bye-bye, Spider.
So he gone anyway, bro. He gone.
Is he even playing?
Yeah, but you know he's out of there. I'll be honest with you, he's going to need to go to New York.
We don't need him.
Where can he go
to New York?
He can take his talents to South Beach.
Oh, we also have Sonya's a Heat fan. Uh-uh.
He can still take him to South Beach.
Nope.
You don't want Donovan Mitchell?
I don't
know if Damian's going to stay in Milwaukee, so we might take him.
Well, that ain't a good fit either.
Yeah.
You'll be letting the same.
That was a horrible fit from the get-go.
Again, I don't think it was more of a fit more than a coaching issue.
No, it was just the deal fell through with New York.
No, it fell through Miami.
No, he was ready to sign with New York before he signed with Cleveland when he was a free agent. The deal just fell through.
Oh, are we talking about Spider? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't see him going. But anyway, enough of our guys is about to be out of the playoffs. So, you guys got – so who's the four versus five in the West?
That's Dallas and the Clippers.
I got Dallas.
I got the Mavs too.
I don't care who's suiting up for the Clippers. I don't care who's dialing in for the Clippers. I don't care who they got going. I do not trust the Clippers in the playoffs. I just don't trust them. I don't. They've given me no reason to trust them. Every time I had some faith, want to put some investment in them, what they do? They fall flat on their face and still remind everyone they're the little brother to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Clippers just need to get out of L.A. They will not win a championship as long as they're in L.A. They gotta go. Anybody disagrees?
Well, they're about to have a new Coliseum of their own in a couple of years, so maybe, just maybe. Who know? I doubt it though, but you know.
Mm-mm. Well, the Cleveland Browns didn't win a Super Bowl until they went to Baltimore.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers won a NBA title when LeBron came back because of Kyrie Shaq.
Yes. Yeah. And honestly, who would have thought that the way this would have worked out the way it is? Honestly, I want to give a shout-out to Freddie Coleman on ESPN because I agree with him when he said this. Luka Doncic deserves to be the MVP. Because if you think about it, we have not said a bad word about Kyrie Irving all season long. He has been balling. He has been playing games. He has not been a distraction with any other stuff we've heard about in the past few years. He has been a great teammate. He's got his team in a good position in what we're arguing is a tougher conference out of the two conferences. And we all fought before the season started. This was not going to work out.
Yeah. Well, I definitely had my feelings on that one, too.
Uh-oh.
So Luka Doncic has done one thing that James Harden, that Kevin Durant couldn't do, that LeBron James couldn't do, that James Harden couldn't do, that the Boston Celtics couldn't do, and that was unlock Kyrie Irving.
And you know why it was so easy for them to unlock him?
What was that, sir?
Because they both unselfish with the ball for real. They don't have the need to have the ball in their hands at all times.
Yeah, they just want to be their defenders.
I mean, you know, when you dealing with somebody else and you a superstar like the three players in Phoenix, all of them are ball dominant players.
Yes, they are.
So it's not enough to go around and them in Phoenix. But with them, they gonna get theirs, but they thinking about opening the game up for their teammates. Like you said, they know at any given time they can turn it on. But we a different team if we get everybody else started before we turn it on.
Yeah. So,
and then if you look at it, Kyrie played a two on offense because Luka kept breaking the ball up most of the time.
And that's have Kyrie as an off ball defender is nasty work. Because you're trusting a two guard to guard somebody who normally would not be handling the ball, and Kyrie is going to take you to the rack. He's going to dance on you. He's going to find an open person behind you that you don't even know about, and it's just going to end up bad. Like I said, Kyrie is the best finisher at the rim, but his handles, oh my God. I shared a post.
Ooh, that was on the fan chat.
I shared a post on the fan page last week, earlier this past week, about when Kyrie was on Team USA, and when I say he took everybody's ankles on that, just took everybody's ankles so wickedly. And this Team USA, the best defenders in the NBA, the best in the NBA. Say what you want about him, but he has to be like one of the hardest people to guard.
So that mean if hold on, if Dallas move on, that mean they might meet the winner of the Denver LA series.
No, it's a OKC in New Orleans.
Oh well, then.
Okay, but you know, it could be interesting because Dallas might mess around and they might, you know, should this play out, they might sneak into the conference finals again.
But you know something, fellas, that's my sleeper team right there.
Who, Dallas?
Yep.
I agree, Mark.
Well, they only a year or two removed from being in the Western Conference Finals without
that Kyrie, is true.
Without people Kyrie on the team. That.
You know, it seems like Kyrie has understood what his role is going to be.
But you know who else got to show up for Dallas?
Well, Tim Hardaway Jr. got to show up.
That's exactly what I was about to say. He got to find his shot.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
He the X Factor.
So he's the X Factor.
He's Dallas X Factor. Because if he's going, they're a whole different team. Because now the flow opened up for Luka and Kyrie to do playground type things.
And when they do playground type things,
it can get really dangerous. Seriously. Oh, I've seen a lot of games with them this year too.
Come on, they got the most viewed NBA they got the number one viewed NBA play of the season. I forgot who they was playing. Luka got the steal, threw it over his back, threw it over his shoulder to somebody, and then they threw it, and Kyrie threw somebody to oop or something. Most viewed player in the NBA this year.
Okay, so now we pretty much took care of the West. So we got to transition to the East now. So in the East, let's talk about this game that we got going on right now, the Orlando Magic versus Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland is up by 14, 88-74. It's
4:44
left in the fourth.
Oh, Jay-Z birthday. Yeah, 4:44 out.
So, As we watching the highlights of this game, and Donovan Mitchell is having a very, very, very good game.
He does that. And he has at least 2-3 good playoff games, but the team doesn't win the series.
Well, I guess so. Somebody in this game is watching the show because we be sitting there clowning him, and all of a sudden, the first good game, he's trying to shut us up today. So,
he ain't shut me up because I done seen him have great games when he was in Utah in the playoffs and still don't show up.
So
he's not consistent in the playoffs.
And that's the problem.
You know what? You could be a great player during the regular season.
Yeah.
That's all good. But see, Donovan Mitchell, when it comes time for the playoffs,
he don't show up.
I'm trying to figure out where this cat is at.
I gotta agree with that one, because the only time I saw him actually show up in the playoffs is when he was in the bubble, and that was that one series against the Denver Nuggets before Jamal Murray got hurt. Him and Jamal Murray went at it.
Oh, that was that one in the bubble.
Yeah, the one in the bubble. I have not seen Donovan Mitchell show up in the playoffs ever since.
Crazy stat. He's never been outside of the first round. He's never seen the second round of the playoffs, neither. And remember, one of those years, even if it was the bubble year, Utah was the number one seed.
Well, I want to tell you something. A couple things I'm looking at right now. You know, this game here is game one for the Lakers tonight is going to determine to me how this whole series is going. Again, I'd have rather seen the Lakers play OKC because I believe they could beat OKC. They can't beat Denver. But, you know, I could be wrong. I want to see this.
I got it going 6 or 7 between them.
I know this sounds crazy when I say this, but LeBron's legacy as a Laker hinges on this series here. Because that Disneyland title they got, it really don't mean nothing.
No, it don't.
No.
It looks good in the rafters, but everybody knows what was that.
Yeah. That's a cardboard championship.
I feel like a championship is a championship. Nah, a ring is a ring.
That joint like a half a season championship, like when San Antonio won the joint with Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
Oh, you talking about that 50 game season?
Yeah. Or like all of the 50 game season with Wade and LeBron when they won against OKC.
It was still the ring.
It don't count. It don't mean as much as a whole season.
It's just a record book. Champion.
Very true.
Asterisk be damned. I'm still getting the same bonuses, same amount of money, same amount of respect, same amount of act. Well, obviously I'm not getting the same amount of respect.
No, I mean you're not grinding the entire time. You know what I'm saying? It's only like a snippet here or whatever. So.
If things happen, it ain't our fault. Says the champion. So we had to agree to disagree on that one. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it's still, a win is a win. A championship is a championship. So that's 4 versus 5. Let's talk about the 3 versus the 6 seed, the Pacers versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Who you guys got in that?
I got Indy on this one.
I got Indiana. I got Indiana.
Oh, you got everybody got Indiana. Say who you got. Say a little quiet. I got Milwaukee.
I got Milwaukee because Dame time might show up.
Dame, I got Milwaukee because Dame time will show up. He is here for one reason and one reason only. He's not here for the regular season. He was here for for this time right here.
Well, what has he done in this time right here? Because he hasn't smelt it a lot, but he hasn't done a lot with it.
He's only had 2 game winners in his whole career.
He's another first round veteran, playoff person.
He's made them. I mean,
he didn't got outside the first round once.
He's averaged like 20-some odd points a game. It's not like he ain't been balling.
I'm not talking about points. I'm just saying, you know, he only been outside the first round once.
Yo.
Yeah. There you go. Who you got, see it? Indiana versus Milwaukee?
I got the Bucks.
Wow.
I got Milwaukee in this. I'm sorry, I got Indiana.
Okay, so we got two.
Well, we know if Indiana does win, you know who's going. Bye-bye, Doc. Back to the booth you go.
Yeah. Fair, but not.
Well, Doc could get a pass this year. They're going to say he walked into them. You know, they got to make up an excuse to keep him another year.
He didn't walk into a mess because they were the second best team in the East when they fired old boy.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have ever fired him.
Right.
That's the thing. And he's been a disaster ever since. And the resume speaks for itself.
You see why Giannis ain't playing. They can't put no trust in the other. Well, they definitely can't put no trust in their brother.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah.
He can't even make a dunk. He can't make a dunk by himself.
And if I was them, if I'm being honest, I'm done for the rest of the season. I'm not
he
even.
He is sitting there down. He's done for the year.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. I want y'all to remember this. I want you to seriously remember this.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. Go ahead, Mike. What you got?
The injury Giannis got, to me, is very much like the same one Kevin Durant got when he was with Golden State, came back in that series against Toronto, didn't play 10 minutes, and the rest of it was history. And you messing, when they say in that lower strain, his Achilles is in trouble. Yeah. Giannis comes back. I hate to say this. I can guarantee you he's going down.
I can guarantee it too. That's why I said I would not.
I totally agree.
They ruled him out for this series. They didn't rule him out for the rest of the season yet. But I would rule him out for the rest of the season.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, Giannis went down?
Yeah, Giannis been done.
Yeah, he's man. Oh, yeah. I might have to switch that pick up.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this.
Giannis was still playing.
Now, if you get 18 to 20 a night from Chris Middleton in this first round, Milwaukee going to beat Indiana easily in a five-game series. Indiana going to get one.
Yeah, it's not going to be a sweep.
It's going to either go four, it's either going to go five or six games. But Milwaukee going to win it either 4-1 or 4-2.
See, this is the thing with Indiana. They're the highest scoring team in the league.
But you also got to realize that the Pacers have beaten Milwaukee 4 out of 5 times too.
Hold on.
But it's hard to face a team for a 7-game series and beat them 4 games.
And you're horrible defensively. Yeah, they score a lot of points, but they give up a lot of buckets. That's good, like I told you before, on a night in, night out basis. But when you got to lock into one team for four games, and you can't play defense, that changes a whole lot.
Giannis ain't walking through that door either.
No, Giannis ain't coming through there. Yeah, Giannis ain't.
But they still got
coming back.
They still got bodies they can throw at them down low. They can still out rebound Indiana in a 7-game series.
So who we got there? We got Milwaukee relying on a Dame. Maybe Bobby Portis.
You dag on
Chris
right.
Middleton.
You dag on
Chris
right.
Middleton.
Chris Middleton.
He can show up.
I ain't got no stock in Middleton.
Middleton ain't really that.
He's
not proven yet. He's iffy. Middleton is too iffy for me.
How many rings does he got to get, though, for you to prove yourself?
But you call him Mr. Go-Getter. Who?
Proven?
Yeah. How many rings does he got to get?
Chris Middleton ain't that type of consistent player that,
How many rings has he got to get?
He's a good supporting cast, but
he's more consistent than you. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I'm not even going. Yeah. I'm not going to entertain that right now.
Yeah, see, but y'all got to understand something. What the Milwaukee Bucks is not doing is when they're going to force themselves to do. Is run the offense through Brook Lopez.
Uh-huh.
Let him eat first. Because they don't have a body to throw him down bottom.
And he can easily give you a double-double every night in that series.
Now, night in, night out, when you ain't got to play them all the time, okay. But again, you got to do this 4 times. 4 times in 7 games. It's totally different. Your body's going to be a little bit more sore.
I got them going 7 games. If Milwaukee win, they got to go 7 with Indiana. Without Giannis,
they ain't going 7.
I understand y'all got some. I don't know which y'all, why y'all believe in Middleton so much. Dame,
I didn't say nothing.
Only chance.
It's not
Dame is their only hope right now.
Nah.
Like I just said, Lopez. If they have to run the offense through Brook Lopez. Once they do that, now you bring those guys in. Now you can't defend the three like you should. Dame is unlocked.
I forgot they got Joe Ingles too.
Yeah, they got 3-point shooters. They got shooters, but that's how you unlock this team, and that's what's going to end up happening. They're gonna have to play somewhere different. But
running through Brook Lopez.
They've done it before, and Brook Lopez has dropped 40 in the playoffs. When Giannis was hurt in the playoffs, he had to miss a game. Brook Lopez thought they ran an offense to him, dropped 40 on him. This was during their championship run, by the way. If y'all missed that a couple years ago.
Yeah, I was ready to say yeah, because Giannis was on a whole nother. He was a whole different type of animal that year.
Most interesting series in the East is the 207 by Knicks against the 76ers.
I think that's the most interesting one, too, because.
I got the Knicks. Embiid
back. Embiid back. I don't know, man.
Embiid is not healthy.
I don't know.
Embiid is not healthy. That knee is not going to hold up in this series.
Man, that, I don't know, man.
I got the Knicks.
See, if it wasn't for the fact that he's hurt, I would say Miami and Boston.
Yeah.
I think they need Jimmy Butler, though.
They didn't have to have any shot.
Yeah, they do need Jimmy. They need Jimmy.
I hate to say that.
With New York without Julius Randle can get it done.
I think that's a big. I think down the line, I think they're gonna need a Julius.
No, they not.
Well, they will to a point because on one of them nights when Jalen Brunson ain't hitting, then who's gonna be scoring for him?
I mean, well, you know, you gotta look at it. It ain't much, but Josh Hart and DiVincenzo has showed up when Jalen hasn't, and Obi and OG or whatever his name is. The one thing that I think was the best. I like the Knicks. And I'm sorry to say, the Julius Randle injury was the best thing that happened for him this season.
I don't know. I think y'all going to need him down there.
Look, listen to why I make this statement.
I think y'all going to need him if y'all got to face Boston, y'all going to need him.
No, we're not, because the one thing that Julius Randle does in the playoffs is forces his shot. He doesn't let the game come to him when he's not on. You don't have nobody forcing anything right now or trying to make a play like he does every year when he's having an off game. You done seen it in the regular season. You done seen it in the postseason. When he's not on, he forces the game and he makes the game bad for the Knicks. He makes the offense stagnant because he's forcing shots, trying to find his shot. You don't have that right now. Right now,
you know, I tell you what, the most interesting one to me, the game you get ready to come up, Timberwolves and the Suns. I don't know if Carl Anthony Towns is playing or not.
Yeah, he playing. He suited. He just took off his warm-up jacket. Anthony Edwards and Cat ain't going to be enough for Phoenix.
Yeah, but you know what? If Devin Booker's game is on, if KD's on, the wild card is Bradley Beal. If they on, and I tell you, the other person, low key, has had a phenomenal season.
Bobo.
I like Grayson Allen. Oh, this dude's had a phone.
Grayson Allen, the number one 3-pointer in the league. He got the highest percentage. He done got the number one percentage in the league shooting a 3-pointer this year.
Yeah, I've never seen the Lakers playing that playing OKC.
So let me see. What other matchup in the East? They're 4-5.
I don't know if y'all pay attention to the commentary, but the one person I like to hear call a game is Hubie Brown.
Yeah.
This dude educates me every game he calls. He's the best in the game to me.
Yeah. That was like Pat Summerall and John Madden when they used to call the football games. Too. He'll be like that. So, Mark, let's go ahead and let's talk about this boxing card for the night.
Yeah, Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney.
You don't sound too excited for it.
Well, you know what? It depends. You know, Devin Haney.
I see Ryan Garcia on $1.5 million and not losing them three pounds.
Minnesota.
I got Phoenix winning this series. Oh boy, I don't know about that one.